Welcome to the online version of the message. Very similar message that I'll bring Sunday morning in church. And it's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. Red letter edition. Hear God's word. A student is not greater than the teacher. A servant is not greater than the master. The student shares the teacher's fate. The servant shares the master's fate. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, how much more will it happen to you, the members of the household? But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything will be revealed. All that is in secret will be made public. What I tell you now, in darkness, shout abroad when daylight comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout it from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill you. They can only kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Not everyone, not even a sparrow, worth only a half a penny, can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to him than a whole flock of sparrows. If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. No, I came to bring a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. But if you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give it up for me, you will find it. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.